Welcome back to the J&B Neighbor Gamers Podcast. We are a couple of guys that enjoy video games, movies, and entertainment. My name is Bay, and I'm joined with my awesome neighbor, Jay.
Whoa, what is up? I'm awesome. You're awesome, Bay.
Wow.
How are you today?
Fantastic, Jay.
Cool, cool.
And we've got a lot to talk about, and I am just amazed at how much has gone, gone about this week. And we've got Xbox, Bethesda. We have the Summer Game Fest. We also have Capcom showcase and a game to review. I played The Quarry, and Jay is going to review the PlayStation Premium.
Right, Premium,
the Plus Ultra.
Plus Ultra, guys, for all you My Hero Academia people.
We're going to always.
That's not the name of it, though. It sounds so great. I keep referring it to that. It sounds cooler, right?
It does.
Because there's PlayStation Essentials, PlayStation Essentials Plus, and PlayStation Premium.
And Premium's just flat. That's like so flat.
Premium Plus Ultra.
We're going to call it Plus Ultra forever.
Call it Plus Ultra.
And everybody's going to like go, who listens to us are going to go to GameStop and be like, yo, do you guys play the Plus Ultra? And then we'll be like, what? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Weirdo. Wow. There's a lot.
Can I buy Gran Turismo on the Xbox?
Well, let's do this before we unwrap all this and talk about all these different things. How was your day, Jay?
Oh, it was great. Worked out. I'm on a deload week, so I'm titrating back up to 4 to 5 sets, and so I'm at 3 now because I kind of dropped 315 pounds on my hips the other last Sunday. So just giving myself a little break. It's funny. I just feel I go into the gym and just kind of in the mindset of do-to-do, and then when I'm there, I need to not push myself, because I usually do.
Right.
And then since I know that a deload is to kind of rest your muscles, but my mind wants, it's habit already.
Yeah.
So it wants to push for more. I'm like, no, just calm down a little bit. Just calm down, man.
That's hard to do.
Just relax a little bit, man. Just relax. I should bring a beer there. Just drink.
Just drink.
It's crazy to me, though. There's this person. No hate. I can't come out of the gym, and I'm putting my stuff away in my car, and then I just see this guy that was working out there. He's smoking. I'm like, whoa.
He's smoking in the parking lot?
Yeah.
Shoot.
Like, all right, man. You do you.
He's smoking, and you're drinking. Right. You're drinking a 40 and he's smoking.
Yeah.
You guys switch and trade. Wow. No, smoking, that takes it very extreme,
Yeah. Well, maybe he's trying to balance it.
Give him a nicotine patch or something.
Shoot, man. Yeah.
Wow. It's always funny. It's like it reminds me back in the day when you're playing ball as kids, right? Mm-hmm. And or maybe like teens and stuff. And then my one buddy, his name was Hank. After we ran a couple games, he would go over to his car and he'd take out his pack of cigarettes and start smoking. And
yeah.
Oh man, that feels good.
Yeah, it's a good game, guys.
Good game.
Good game. Good hustle, man. Shoot the three.
And
shoot the three.
And I'm not that old, right? Because I know when people think like I'm like 60, 70, where smoking was so acceptable, you could smoke on airplanes and stuff like that. No, this is like
Well, they showed that in Stranger Things, you could.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
But, exactly.
Yeah.
But we would tell him, dude, that's not good for you, man. Like, we're going to play some more. What are you doing?
It's okay. I got the dunk, guys. I made the three.
Yeah, he's like, I got next.
I got next, baby. Don't worry, this helps me.
Wow. It's funny. It's funny when you look back at stuff. I don't know if people do that nowadays. Like, well, obviously, yeah. Like, people smoke in the parking lot after they done a friggin' 1 hour workout.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh. Interesting. So Jay, we got plenty to talk about. Let's start with this.
All right.
And you are going to love this heading and this headline, because here we are looking at Twitter and wow, movies.
Mm-hmm.
The Joker 2 is a musical.
I could do this all day. This is Bay's favorite genre.
I am blown away. I am so upset with this idea.
Oh.
I think this is like ridiculous. And I know so the director, and I'm gonna read from the actual article. Okay.
All right.
So just a week ago, Todd Phillips announced on social media that he was reuniting with Joaquin Phoenix to start work on Joker 2, but now the details on the sequel are getting a little more interesting. Joker Folie à Deux will be a musical, and Lady Gaga is in early talks to star as Harley Quinn, according to Hollywood Reporter. Oh my goodness. Now, I understand that this director was also in that Bradley Cooper movie, A Star is Born, right? Mm-hmm. And Gaga was in there, too.
Yeah, it was a good movie. I like that.
It was a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're doing a musical for a comic book.
For Harley Quinn and Joker? You know, they're romantic.
Oh, my gosh.
They can sing to each other.
This is weird. This is so freaking weird.
Maybe it'll be a romantic musical with Joker, Batman, and Harley, you know, love triangle.
I'm thinking of that movie, and I had to ask my daughters, oh, that movie where they're in L.A., it's called La La Land, right? Mm. And maybe they might cast Emma Stone in this.
Mm.
She could be Poison Ivy.
Oh, hey, she would make a great Poison Ivy.
Right?
No, she would, yeah, right?
Or maybe...
You got buy-in, baby. Let's go. Keep going.
We have Ryan Gosling as Batman. The non-whispering Batman.
Okay.
Tra-la-la-la-la.
Oh
my gosh, man. This is too weird for me.
No?
No, this can't be happening.
Not feeling it, huh?
No, this can't be happening.
How about The Last Showman? Or The Greatest Showman? Is that what it's called? With Hugh Jackman? Did you watch that?
No, I did not.
No?
No.
Dude, they got good songs in there.
Good songs?
Yeah.
Okay. I believe you. Okay. I trust you for it.
I think you need to watch it. You need to prime you. Did you watch Hamilton?
No.
All right. Those are two things you need to watch to prime you for this movie that's about to come out.
Like, really?
No, I'm just
kidding.
My
gosh.
But you could.
I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. I understand, like, just breaking out a song. You know, like, hey.
Well, it's like Disney, right? Like, when you watch Disney, not Marvel or anything, or Star Wars, but, you know, the Disney films.
Yeah. Well, I think
the one I think
it's called Everlasting or something. How does she know that you love her?
Enchanted.
Enchanted. That's
yeah.
it. That's
yeah.
it.
That's a good movie. With Patrick Dempsey.
I can totally see it now. I can totally see it now. They're fighting, right? They're fighting. And he's got him like in a chokehold or whatever. And then he turns and looks at him and he starts singing. I'm going to kill you. You're going to kill me. Where is she? We're back on the block. Wow. This can't be true. This can't be true.
I'm seeing it right now. I see the script.
Wow. And then we're going to get Aquaman in this too? Shoot.
He's going to come in his river.
Oh, man. We might as well throw in Johnny Depp. I think he could sing. He could play the guitar. He could probably sing too. Because his woman, she got freaking yanked from Aquaman.
Well, it's funny. She'll be in the cast, but she'll be in, like, behind bars or something. Or abusing something. Sorry, no. I won't say that. She'll be behind bars.
What's her name?
Amber Heard.
Amber Heard.
Yeah.
Yeah, she just got...
Or she'll be pooping in the bed or something. That I'll say.
Oh, gosh. Squatting. That girl's squatting. You better watch out. You better watch out. That's not good. Wow. You know what? I don't know if I'm not interested in that.
No,
I'm not interested in seeing the Joker. You know, why so serious?
Why you're serious today?
You know, Joaquin and Lady Gaga, they're tremendous talents.
Yeah,
right? It's not them. It's just the idea,
the genre.
Yeah, man. Wow, that's a lot to digest there. Now,
I'll watch it.
Are you going to watch it? Yeah. Okay. Thanks for taking that one. And that's coming to probably in a year or two, summer blockbuster. But here's another one. And I got to get your opinion on this. So DC announces Batman Azteca.
Oh, interesting.
I'm going to say this wrong, but Choque de Imperios, an animated movie that it reinvents the Dark Knight as an Aztec warrior battling Spanish invaders. What do you think?
I wonder if he's going to kill them.
Right? Because yeah.
Sacrifice Aztecs.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and I was looking at this, and I'm like, I like the way it's drawn out and everything. And I'm not, I don't think it's, you know, a bad idea. I just wish that what they did with this was just make, if you're going to go for a Spanish-themed hero, then just go with like a new, unique one. You know, maybe not, this is just my opinion, not derive it from a Batman and make this a Dark Knight, but why not, you know, and they've got like these symbols or these characters, and I don't want to call them character, but it's a Cuatli, which means like an eagle, and once you take one of those, like an eagle warrior, and then just come out with a superhero from that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I know it doesn't have the background or the draw as the Dark Knight would.
Right.
But it's unique, and keep it as unique and just build off of that.
Yeah.
Versus piggybacking off of Batman.
Yeah, just using his name. Yeah. Right, to get the fans over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see.
And that's the only thing I have on that. So I think that was actually a better headline than the whole Joker 2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So... interesting there. And that's what we saw in Twitter. There's a lot of talk about all these video games we're about to unleash right here.
Unleash.
Because there's a lot here. And let's get to it. Let's start. You know what? Can we start with PlayStation? The Summer Game Fest?
Sure.
Yeah, and that wasn't necessarily PlayStation, right? That's a combination.
Like, yeah, a combination of titles that are going to come out over the next few, year or two.
Yeah, maybe 2 years, yeah, right?
You know, delays and stuff.
So here's a couple that stood out to me, okay. And then I want to get your opinion.
Sure. Right?
And of course, you know, without a doubt, Street Fighter VI is...
Yeah. Put it in. Yeah, let's do it now.
Right?
Give me the beta. You know what I'm planning to do? So when this game comes out, I want to do like every Wednesday that I'm available, I will play and stream it, and you know, people of our community can come down in the lobby and play against me.
Yeah. And I think that'd be a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I can go in there and you all can watch me get my butt kicked.
It's round robin, so winner stays.
Winner stays, right? So I will be gone.
Nah.
So, but that's an excellent idea. And tell us what you think. And you can go on to the Instagram and comment there. And that's spelled out J-A-Y and A-N-D-B-A-Y, Neighbor Gamers. And look for us there, or send us an email, and that's JANBAY@neighborgamers.com. I think that's a fantastic idea. And Street Fighter VI, the clip that I saw had Guile.
Oh, yes.
And he, man, this guy with the hairdo, right?
Dude, he looks crazy now.
Yeah, kicking butt, got that blonde hair at the end, combing his bangs and stuff. That looks fantastic.
Yeah,
I can't wait to see all those characters again.
And they gave him eyebrows.
I know, right?
Because before he didn't have any eyebrows.
He didn't. it looks cool. It's such an upgrade from what I remember it as, because I haven't played it as much these past couple years,
dude. Like, just looking at the videos, because I watched a 2 hour 2.5 hour stream, and comments and impressions and gameplay mechanic info from Maximilian, so check him out on YouTube if you want to know about Street Fighter VI. And man, this drive system is crazy. I mean, it's your block bar, it's your it's for being aggressive, it's for it penalizes you for being too defensive, because it, like, when you block, it reduces your gauge, So you got like six blocks. And I'm just saying, Chun Li, she looked great in this game. That great as a character moveset. Like, she can juggle, she can pop you up in the air, do air combos. I mean, she looks OP, man. I might switch over from Ryu to use some Chun Li. She's great, because I like fireball characters, but I also like her moveset with the lightning legs, and because it hits multiple hits, and they got all this new system, so they got this like drive impact, which is like a focus attack, and it gives you 3 hits of armor. But after that third hit, like, it breaks, and she got lightning legs, and it'll break the armor. So, and it has parry and all this stuff that I love from Third Strike, and it pulled stuff from Street Fighter 4. I mean, it's like the accumulation of all these ideas that they took from other Street Fighters and just put it into this Street Fighter 6. It looks great. I cannot wait. Sign me up for this beta.
Yay. I think you're ready for it.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah, let's let it out now.
It brings me back to when I was a kid waiting for Street Fighter 2 for the SNES, man. I'm just waiting. Wow. I am waiting for it. It's like after a workout when I just want to eat something. It's like that. That's how I feel.
Now, are you as excited with some of these other titles like Last of Us Part 1?
No.
Yeah, neither am I.
Just because we played a lot of Last of Us. I mean, it's cool. I'll play it. I'll buy it. I want to see the new graphics. I want to play with a new modern controller. I want to see if it does 60 frames or 120 frames, whatever, you know. It's just, we played this game before.
Yeah.
I mean, Street Fighter, I mean, it's a fighting game. I've played many fighting games before, but this is a different take on Street Fighter.
Yeah.
And I think out of everything from Summer Game Fest, this is the game for me.
Okay. For me, there's a couple that I'm looking forward to, and one of them is an Aliens game.
Okay.
Aliens Dark Descent. I'm a big fan of Aliens, especially the first, and then the second one, you know, the one that, game over, man, you know, that one
game
guy.
Game over, man, game over.
Yeah, when they bring Ripley back. So, it looks really good. I didn't get to play the Alien Fireteam game. Did you ever get to pick that up?
No.
Yeah. But that is one that I'm starting to see drop in price, and I'm wondering if that's on the premium or...
Mm-mm.
No. See, that's too bad. Mm-hmm. What about Gotham Knights?
I don't know about that game. You know, the the flipping stuff.
The trapeze, the somersaults, yeah. And the pirouettes.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to say about that. I was kind of, on the fence if I was going to get it or not, because I do like the Arkham series. If it's going to play into that story, okay, I'll play it. But I'm open-minded about it. But yeah. I'm not saying that I'm going to go buy it immediately. Like, what one of those things? I mean, if the guys get it, you know, like our party, our group, our neighbor gamers, then yeah, I'll play it because it's multiplayer.
Right. There's some parts of it that I am intrigued about. And then when I see him going down in a glider,
mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like,
Fortnite.
Yeah. I'm like, whoa, really, guys?
Do you want to take it or leave it on this?
Sure.
Okay. So you take Aliens, right?
Yes.
And I just kind of leave it. Sorry.
Okay.
And then Gotham.
I'm taking it.
All right, I'll take it.
For real?
Yeah, I'll take it. Because if you're going to, then I'll play it. So we're playing together.
Okay, Last of Us Part 1.
Yeah, for sure.
Taking it?
Yeah, take it. Even though we played it together, we kind of discussed it a little bit earlier. I mean, looking at the videos, because they remastered this already. And it just blows my mind how they just keep increasing the graphics.
Yeah, you know,
like those clickers and stuff. Wow, yeah. Man,
dude, I remember that's so intense. like you talk about, like, you always get, like, you know, you're feeling the pressure, anxiety, and stuff, and some of these scary games. I remember that and just being like, oh man, I gotta be quiet. I'm trying to hide and slowly walk through because these clickers, if they see me, it was like so violent when they caught you and like ripped the tissue off your neck and that kind of stuff.
What are your favorite memories besides them chewing through your neck in that game?
I really like when he was having those conversations with Ellie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And kind of like just talking about things, and I can't remember. There was like a scene where they're going into like swimming. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just kind of like that. The conversations, they weren't boring, you know. He was like, you were like teaching moments. He's
life lessons.
Life lessons. You know, and in contrast to that, to like some of the conversations in the quarry weren't that way.
Okay.
Right. And now I actually liked a lot of the game, and I'll get into that later. But that's what the dialogue in Last of Us Part 1 was much more appealing than some of the other games I've ever played.
Okay. Yeah, the writing, right? That's why I got like many games of the year and stuff. That's why it continues. Like even, I mean, that series, Naughty Dog, they always... they're on that pedestal of doing super great because of their writing direction and their graphics and where they take these characters. So, yeah, I mean, I agree with you. Totally 100% agree with you. And then for me, of course, the giraffe scene. I mean, this game has been out for so many years, so I'm just going to spoil things. And then that area where you're in that elevator in the government building, I think that's where it's at. And then you're like in the dark, you have to turn on the electricity. Oh God, man. So scary, man. I hate that shit. I hate that S. Wow. And now it's going to be even like crazier because it looks more real, you know, or like even, let's see, like towards the end of the game when you have to save her, you can tell that Joel really loves her.
Yeah.
And he's willing to do what he does, make that decision. And this is not like the quarry where you have to make a decision. This is Naughty Dog telling you their version of the story. Not their version, I mean telling us their story of these characters and their decisions. Oh, man. And there's so many good memories playing that game. And especially in the beginning, you know, how Joel finds out what's going on during this pandemic.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Right. You know? For sure.
Yeah. And he's trying to save his little girl and why he becomes the way how he is. So, I mean, it's a great game. I can't wait to replay it again.
What about, so we've got a few takes right here. Do you remember the shooting game called Gungrave Gore?
Gungrave.
It looked a little bit like, I want to say like Devil May Cry.
Yeah,
and
okay.
I'll say that not so much as a gameplay, but because of the way one of the characters, as he would like jump into the area and stuff. I think he does some kind of flying landing and like snaps the guy's neck and the guy like shooting and then falls to the ground or something.
Yeah.
What did you think of that one?
It's all right.
Yeah. Same here. Leave it.
Yeah.
Same here. So we got Gungrave, Leave It. What about creepy space horror routine?
Hmm.
Had that weird image of like a fish flopping around out of water. It was like stupid creepy stuff. Uh-huh. Like what the hell does that
leave happen? It immediately.
I'm gonna have to. I want to see more. I'm gonna take it for now because I want to see more gameplay of it, and I want to see what direction they take with that.
Sure.
How about this, Callisto Protocol?
I want to because it's another scary horror game. It's one of the neighbor gamers chat. It's like,
I don't
James
think
is like,
it's as scary as you think, man.
No, man. It's like neighbor gamer chat. It's like, wow, James has. There's a lot of horror games coming out. I don't think James has a lot to play today. This coming season. Like, you're right.
Well, I don't think like it's like sometimes they build it up for the scare because they want that kind of like audience.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's going to be like that.
I played Dead Space and I didn't finish it.
I never played Dead Space.
I'm so scared.
Did you see some of the gameplay of it?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Okay,
it looks very familiar. That's why I'm like, no, I can't.
Okay. Did you see like up to that part where he like gets yanked into some kind of turbine and he gets all crunched up?
No, I don't think
so. Okay. Well, that's what attracted me to this game is all the little details.
Yeah.
Like I love it when they show like a fan going and then you see in the background the shadow of the fan with the lights and stuff that it's all moving together,
right?
And it just makes it so much more appealing when the environment, you know, is more, you know, like you turn on something, you could see other lights turning on, and it, I kind of like that.
Yeah, like the attention to detail, the fidelity, the graphics of it.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I'm taking that one. You're gonna leave it?
Probably.
Okay.
Most likely. Although I'm like, if I could be brave, then I would take it.
And tell me if I'm, you know, if you want, because I'm going a long ways with this. Okay, what about Wanted Dead?
I'm not familiar.
A third-person action shooter with some sword play.
Okay.
It look interesting. The sword play look kind of interesting to me.
Okay.
Because anytime you start putting a main character with a samurai,
it
looks kind of cool.
Yeah. I like that.
I'm taking this one.
Is it first person or a third person?
Third person.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure, I'll take it.
Okay. And then, have you ever played the Warhammer series?
I
haven't
either. It's like an RTS game? Like a real-time strategy like StarCraft?
Well, this one didn't look that way, but I kind of remember some of that. Oh, that's
the third-person one?
Yeah.
Oh, nah, I'm gonna leave it where it is.
Okay.
For me.
Well, actually, this was first-person.
Oh.
This was the first-person.
Okay.
And I was looking at it. I think it would kind of make, you know, first-person for me makes it nauseous. So I'm going to leave that one.
Yeah, I remember the trailer that they had like a few, yeah. I remember.
And you're
still leaving it. Yeah.
What about Marvel's Midnight Suns?
Oh baby, you know, I'm taking that.
I'm leaving that.
I love strategy games like that.
Nah.
Final Fantasy Tactics.
I'm not touching
that. That's cards.
Oh wow.
Cards. like magic cards. Come on,
man. Like tarot cards.
No.
The quarry.
Tells you like your futures. This tells you what special ability you get to use, how many turns you have. Defense, your mono pool. I don't know if that's that. I'm just thinking about the magic cards. You didn't play magic?
I remember like somebody trying to teach me how, and I was like, dude, I didn't play this.
No, man. It's like Dungeons and Dragons, like from Stranger Things. This is like cool people play this game.
You know, the one thing. You're funny. But it's true. It is true. Like, cool. Because you know what? Right here.
I mean,
with Dungeons and Dragons, if you have a freaking badass Dungeon Master,
yeah,
dude, that it could be so much fun,
right? If they can like articulate and put that image into your mind when you're playing, right?
Right,
yeah.
They can paint a picture. They kind of like describe stuff, and you're like, "Whoa, okay, what are you gonna do?" You know?
Yeah, I think if I was interviewing them for to hire them, I think they would be pretty good in the interview.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
No, for real, like super descriptive, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So what, do you have anything else? Because, I think I missed one.
Midnight Suns, baby. Take it.
Midnight Suns, you're taking it.
Take it.
And I'm leaving it. Did I leave anything off?
No.
That was a lot.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Okay.
We got more.
Summer Game Fest. Let's move on. Xbox Bethesda.
All right.
Wow. Starting with Persona.
So yeah, it's been mostly exclusively to PlayStation, and now it's jumping over to Xbox.
Yeah, and that's great for the whole JRPGs because you don't see that too much with Xbox.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So are we still taking and leaving this or what?
Because
this
is
all Xbox.
If I had an Xbox, I would take it. Yeah.
Now, how if I switch this up a little bit because like we don't have Xbox, but there are some games here that I think might even lure one of us to play an Xbox.
Okay. To buy an Xbox. Okay.
To buy an Xbox, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And let me just give you some of these and let's see like how many of these that you're familiar with. This Hollow Knight.
I would get that. Yes. Okay. I played it on the Switch. Was it the Switch I played it on? Yeah, I played it on the Switch, I think.
Okay.
It was a good game. It's Metroidvania. I think it had parries and rolls and all this equipment that you can purchase and stuff. It was a very fun game. I liked it. I liked the artistic direction. The gameplay was nice and tight and responded very well. I liked it.
Okay. I'm not sure about that.
Because it's a sequel.
Right.
It's called Silk Song.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. No. Oh, the Hollow Knight Silk Song. Mm. Okay. I'm gonna leave that one. What about this? Riot. Am I saying that right?
Riot League of Legends.
Okay. Riot. Sorry.
I don't know. There are other League of Legends games, an RPG that you and I played a little bit.
Yeah.
No.
I didn't finish it.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah, I didn't finish it, so I'm leaving that too.
Forza Motorsport. So it's different from Forza Horizon. Horizon was a little bit more arcadey, from my understanding.
Yeah.
So this is more in line with Gran Turismo. Like Gran Turismo, like cars, so I'd probably take this.
I like it too.
Yeah.
It looks, the detail on this looks fantastic. Mm-hmm. You're looking at these cars as they race on by. You can see the scratches on the fender.
Yeah, it's ray tracing. So
that's sick. Yeah. Looks fantastic. Mm-hmm. Overwatch 2.
That's also coming on PlayStation, so it's free to play. I'm sure like the guys will play it, so I'll probably give it a little time, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Would you play it?
It that one made me nauseous. The whole the stop travel, stop time.
Yeah, right? What happens if you choose a different character?
I tried all the characters.
Tank.
I did use that one.
Yeah, Reinhardt.
Yeah. And it made me sick by the third game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, man, this is no good. I gotta log off. So I'm gonna leave that.
Okay. I'll take it. It's free.
Elder Scrolls is for both. Would you dabble in some Elder Scrolls?
Nah, the online, nah.
Yeah.
I know. You did, right? A little bit?
Yeah. You know what? It's such a huge commitment. Huge time commitment.
It's like the only game you can play then, huh? Like Final Fantasy, like 14.
Yeah, you just have to play that. You can't like dabble in that and come back to it later.
Yeah, I live that life.
Right. Times. Because like when especially when you have to like, you know, make something.
Yeah.
And like you got to come back to it. Yeah. You know, like sometimes it takes like 12 hours to make.
Right.
You're like baking. You're baking something.
Like, hey guys, let's stop dinner so I can log in to make sure my character made something.
so I get my armor set.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
I'm gonna probably leave it. It looks intriguing. I don't doubt that it's gonna be a fantastic game. I just don't think I could do the time commitment.
If I had the ability to not be so invested in an MMO, and I would love to get back in an MMO that I'd enjoy. Like Final Fantasy 14 looks great.
Okay.
I just don't think I have the enough time to do it.
Yeah. That's the tough part about it. Here's another one. Diablo.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Now this is Diablo 4 or is this the mm-hmm. new the one that's out on PC right now?
Other ones on PC and on phones.
Like Forever or something? Diablo
Immortals. Yeah. So that game I got on the phone. It's fun. It feels like I'm playing Diablo 3 on a PlayStation. It's free to play. There's PvP in it. But the thing is that it's getting a lot of heat right now just because of the microtransactions. I mean, if you play it without buying anything, it's great. You don't need to purchase anything. But if you want to be like top tier, want to be the best in the world, it seems like you have to purchase a bunch of things just from what I'm reading.
You know what looks cool about the game is the whole couch co-op.
Yeah.
I think that's always cool to be able to like have somebody at home play with you mm-hmm. and help you through something.
Yeah, I'll get this game.
Okay, I'm for it too.
Mm-hmm.
Now before I get into the big one, let me go around here to some other ones that I don't know if you remember this one. This was Erebon Shadow Legacy.
Mm-mm.
And I wrote this down because the way this game looks, and you know, I didn't see too much gameplay, but it looks really unique and I'm looking forward to that. Erebon Shadow Legacy. And then another notable for me is Redfall. The hard thing is Redfall is another first person, so I don't know how it's gonna make me feel after an hour or so of gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm putting an asterisk. I'm definitely looking at Redfall really hard.
Okay.
And one that looks like real interesting is High on Life. And that's the one creators of Rick and Morty.
All right.
And they've got these kooky guns where as you're holding the gun, the backside of it, it's got a face and it's like talking to you as you're like shooting this gun. So it's got a weird quirky animation. And it looks a lot of fun. You know, I like the way, you know, it reminds me a little bit of, like, you know, Rick and Morty isn't this 3D looking animation, but this one is. But the characters kind of remind me of the Rick and Morty stuff. Not that you might see like a pickled Rick or anything like that, or maybe you will. I don't know.
But I'm not familiar with pickled Rick.
Oh man. Okay. If you have you ever seen Rick and Morty?
I've seen just like commercials, but I don't know too much about their story or the characters.
Go check it out. Like over the weekend, just like watch a couple, and it's very over the top, a lot of profanity and stuff.
Okay, like that.
But it's hilarious. It's hilarious. What it is, just real quick to discuss what it is. It looks like the guy from Back to the Future.
Right.
The dad, or not the dad, the grandpa is looks like the professor from Back to the Future, and Morty looks like the kid from, you know, who was Michael J. Fox.
Right.
Yeah. Now Back to the Future is one of my favorite shows, movies. Wow. The last one, Starfield. That game is probably going to be the one that makes me buy an Xbox.
Why don't you play just... It looks very similar to No Man's Sky.
No.
Because that's what it's going to be, babe.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think so,
because there's
man.
A lot of comparisons online. For real? That's what it is.
Oh, I hope not.
That's what it is, babe.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
That's what it is.
Because see, the problem...
I mean, there's going to be stories with characters that you choose... I mean, that you pick online in the story, but a lot of it is what they're showcasing.
That's disappointing to hear.
Oh.
But I'm glad you said that. Because yeah. Now, I mean...
I'm just stating what the comparisons are.
Yeah, because the one reason why I didn't like No Man's Sky was that from the get-go, from the start of that game, you had to find some chemical, some material to sustain your life.
Yeah.
And I get that whole survival type thing. But dang, I don't want to be looking at my oxygen, or not just the oxygen, nitrogen, you know, carbon, and all these different things, these elements that you have to use to sustain life. And, you know, some of these very scientific people will be well, that's what real life is, right? Well, nah, man, I want my game to be so realistic that, You need calories, you know, like Valkyrie, your life force is running out, you know, or, I mean, come on, I want it to be a little more fun. So
there's a lot of similarities between those two games.
See, I don't see No Man's Sky. And you know what? Forgive me for those of you that love No Man's Sky, because there is a falling for it. It just wasn't my cup of tea. Okay. Now, did you have, maybe there was like a learning curve, once you get past a certain learning curve, it started getting fun? I didn't get to that at that point. Wow. So to enlighten me, what else did you hear about it?
So there's going to be those elements of mining, of scanning enemies, like PvE, dogfighting. There's 1,000 planets.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then, I don't know, there's going to, like, maybe they might restrict you. You cannot go to this planet because you don't have the right gear, you know?
Oh, man.
Okay. I'm saying that's what the type of vibe I'm getting from that game.
So when you say that, it's like, oh, but if you want to buy the gear...
You can buy it with real money.
You can use the currency that we have.
I see.
And you can go to this planet.
Oh.
For a nice price of...
$19.99.
The Planet Hopper fee.
Planet Hopper. I got that from Disney, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, I'm gonna take it for now, but I'm going to research because... Yeah, that's a deal breaker for me.
Okay, I'll leave it. I don't, like, you know, but man, just a lot of Bethesda games I don't play.
No, and I understand why. Oh. I understand why. Moving on.
Okay.
Okay. So that interesting stuff there. Oh, Ark 2 has Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel fans, I think you get a kick out of that. And I really enjoy seeing some of these actors going into the video games and seeing their likeness in the video games. And it really makes watching a game intriguing, you know. So let's do this. Capcom. Resident Evil 4 remake. What do you think?
It looks cool. They redid Leon. He looks looks real. I like how they're modernizing the controller, the gameplay, so you can move and aim at the at the same time. Still looks freaky as hell. Would I get it? Because I hear it's still action, more action based. Yeah, I would say yes.
Okay,
I would say
nice.
Yes.
Nice. Wow. See.
Yeah, if it's third person and. Okay, I'll try it. I mean, because if I don't have to search for ammo, like, where it's not, like, and I can still attack, like, suplex people, yeah, I'll do it. Shoot them in the shin and shoot and suplex, yeah, I'll do it.
It's pretty amazing when you, like, you have a limited amount of ammo, like, what do you kind of do, man, to survive,
right? That freaks me out, man.
You know, sometimes you're gonna, like, you're gonna do more stealth stuff,
yeah,
right? And try to take somebody out that way,
yeah,
so you can save a couple bullets.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
And it's funny because, like, just bring it back to Ghost of Tsushima. Like, we played online. I'm just like, let's go do it, man. It's like, I feel empowered. Like, when they start reducing my ammo and stuff, like in Resident Evil games, I'm like, oh shit, dude, I'm so scared.
Yeah, what do I do? Yeah, right,
dude, I have this knife that, like, doesn't do anything.
Looking around for something like a rock or a stick or something, right? to hit him with.
Yeah.
Now going on with the whole Resident Evil, you got the Village expansion, Shadow of Rose.
Yeah, tell me about it, because I didn't play Resident Evil.
So I am going to have to buy the game again because I gave mine away.
Oh!
But that makes it intriguing for me because Rose was the main character's daughter. And to see her in this, man, it's going to be interesting. Yeah. And, you know, normally I can't handle these, like, really scary type games. But Resident Evil, man, it made it, you know what helped was the walkthroughs.
Oh, yeah.
So, sure. Like, I would go and go on YouTube and I look at the walkthrough, and that would actually help me. Because I hated having to search and scramble and at the same time run from werewolves and stuff and vampires or whatever, like freaking 7-foot vampires. Right? Like the weirdest stuff, man. It's weird, creepy.
Yeah.
That's Resident Evil Village. Weird, creepy.
Right.
And I'm going to go back to that game.
Okay.
Just so that I can and see what this expansion is like.
See that third person too?
Yeah. Sure.
You know, it's funny. I think I would, like, my mindset, like, trying to get over the fear. I think what I would do, like, if I were to play this game, I would just find a save point and just run. Just like in Elden Ring. Just run and see what kills me so I know how to prepare.
Run, dodge, and then roll, right?
Run, yeah, and then die. And then I'm like, all right, that's where the character picks up, comes out, so I know where to fight him.
That's cool. Wow. Now, they've got other Resident Evils coming up too, like the 2, 3, and 7?
Yeah, so those, if you have those, you can re-download them, or just if they're on your systems, they'll, like, do the next gen or current gen, because we're in current gen updates.
Okay.
So it'll look better.
Now, moving on, Monster Hunter.
Yeah,
Rise?
Yeah, Sunbreak. So I kind of fell out of Monster Hunter because it was on PlayStation and this one's on, like, PC and on the Switch.
Yeah.
And I like Monster Hunter. It's a very fun game.
Do you see yourself going back to it?
No.
It's a huge commitment, right?
Yeah, again, it's like one of those MMORPGs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Destiny and such stuff. Such a fun game.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, and especially when, because you have to find certain weapons that work, you know, to your advantage, or at least fit your play style, right? And I remember using this, like, this long spear.
Yeah.
That had the there were, like, two blades or something at the one on each end, right? And I really liked using that and how you kind of float in the air and spin around and to use that. Flalalaing, man, with Ryan Gosling. just going into song. Going into song, man. Like, how do you feel today? Oh, I feel wonderful.
Going to the song, killing this beast, grabbing its armor.
I want to do that at work. Like, you know, like freaking, I'm teaching a lesson and then, you know, and I'm telling kids about the sports we're going to play.
Yeah.
And then just freaking break out in a song.
There you go.
You know?
Yeah.
No, that's not happening.
No?
Oh, man.
I don't sing well enough. Oh, so what about this? We've got a trailer, Exo Primal.
Yeah, it's that, like, in the Iron Man suit versus, like, dinos. So it's team-based. It's PV. It's funny, the way how they, that is acronym. It's PVPVE or PVEPVP.
You got it right.
So pretty much it's like player versus environment. Versus everything.
Everybody.
Everybody's after you, man. Everybody, right? I don't know how I feel about that game. Did you play this game called... It was on the PS3 very long. It was like Resistance, like an online Resistance.
No.
It's,
is that the one with the dinosaurs?
No, it's just like against, like, again, aliens.
Okay.
But you could substitute them for dinosaurs if you want. But it's role-based.
Yeah.
So you have a tank and you have a aggressive person, support person.
Okay.
DPS. I see if you have a group of friends to play and you like dinosaurs to kill them off, sure. And you just want to play it. I don't know. I'm not really hot on it, but.
Well, James, we covered a lot of games. That's a ton of games. If we missed something you like, please tell us, because we covered a lot of games right there. That's easily 30 games that we just unfolded right there.
Yeah.
And a game that just came out last week, and I got this game through my, and I keep talking this up. We are not endorsed by Gamefly, but man, I'm digging this. I'm digging the service. Gamefly, huh? Right, so I got the, I think first 3 months, $10 a month, and then after that it's $15 a month. Boy, I've ready. I think this is like the fourth game I've rented, and the cool thing, I drop in a game into the mail after I played it. Let's say I drop it off on a Tuesday. That Tuesday's like my. It's our recording day, mm-hmm. and it's also like my drop-off game,
off day, huh?
Right? Because then I get a game by Saturday.
All
right. And that's kind of cool. So then by the weekend, I get to play something. And so what I picked up was The Quarry. And doesn't have enough reviews on Metacritic for the PS5 yet, but it does have user reviews at 7. The PC review is 80. Mm-hmm. For critics, and 5.9 or 6. Hmm. So it's a little bit lower for the people for Metacritic score. Give me an idea like what this game is like. If you've played like the Telltale games, like The Walking Dead or House of Ashes, which is not Telltale. This is from the same genre. Mm-hmm. And also or something, a game called like Hidden Agenda. This is probably up your alley, okay? Because it's like, hey, choose your own adventure. We played that one game, or I played it. What was it? Road 96. This is much better than Road 96. The graphics are better. Looks very high end, but there are some problems with the graphics. There's some things with the animations. Some of the lip movement was off. And so for certain characters, for the African-American guy named Ryan, at the beginning, when he was talking, his lips weren't moving right.
Oh, was it in sync with the voiceover?
It was, but it wasn't like he was opening his mouth large enough, so he looked like he was chewing gum versus like really talking. Oh,
like a Doctor Strange guy when his mouth was closed.
No, right? But it threw me off, and I was like, and then you would just focus on the lips. Right. You know what I mean? You're like, oh man, this don't look right.
Mm-hmm.
But then later, what was weird was later on, it looked fine.
Okay.
So I don't know if they had like two different companies working on certain parts of the story, but it was off there. Another thing that didn't look right was water. Like they jumped in the water, and there it was the guy and the girl. It was Jake and Emma. Mm-hmm. They jumping in the water, being flirty and stuff. And when they were splashing each other, it didn't look right. It was like, well, what the heck is this? The animation was totally wrong.
Look
like,
rough.
Looked like they're throwing sand at each other. You know what I mean? It didn't look right.
It looked like water.
It didn't look. Yeah. And then I don't want to nitpick, but you would kind of just notice these things when you would see darker colored shirts in the dark. It looked like they were wet. And it would look weird.
Yeah, like the old school looked too shiny, like everything was shiny?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, now does it break the game? No, but it's...
It breaks your immersion, though, because it makes you focus on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It throws you off a little bit.
Doesn't look natural, right?
No. Yeah. And then some of the environments didn't look right, because it's third-person view, and it looked very fake at times when you're seeing the person walk through it.
Yeah, I get that.
Right? Story-wise, let me just give you... I'm going to try not to spoil too much of this.
Sure.
So story-wise, the quarry, they've got 9 teenagers at Hacker's Quarry in New York who must survive a night of like slaughter, right? And they're trying to figure out what is going on. What's going on with my friends? Why do they not want us to spend the night here, another night, you know? And then things start piecing together. They start with these two characters, Laura and Max, and they're driving in a car to be camp counselors, okay? Oh. And this is where the freakiness started really like happening. Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Right? Like Friday the 13th, right? Mm-hmm. So this is where it got real creepy. It was like these two are riding in the car, and they get to a point in the road where they see something in the road, and they like have to they're about to like swerve, right? And as they're doing this, the view that you're seeing is the two of them and the driver, one's in the driver, one's the passenger. And then all of a sudden you see an image in the back seat.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, you dude.
You see this stuff, man? I ain't playing this game. You see something in the background and I got a control and, oh, no, dude, I'm out.
And, you know, I'm playing this at night and I'm like, no. Whoa,
and you playing your headset?
Yeah.
Get out of here, dude. Yeah. Turn on the lights, babe. Turn on the lights.
Yeah, it was creepy.
Where's Hoku? Protect me.
but what was interesting, I shouldn't have told you this because you never want to play.
Oh, I won't even play until now, so I ain't playing this.
but it didn't follow that pattern.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I get real creeped out. I get more creeped out with more ghost type stuff.
Yeah, same.
Because I experienced some of that, like freaky ghost stuff, like in real life.
Yeah.
And it really messes with me. Like I'm scared of that stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Same.
Right?
Yeah.
And so I thought they were going to go into that world, right? Yeah. But then it kind of went into weird, more supernatural. And I'm not going to give away what the creature was, but in the realm of, I want to say, like, vampires, that kind of stuff.
Got it.
Okay.
Vampires, werewolves type things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So, you've got these characters. You've got close to, I want to say, 10.
I'm about to suck your blood. Blood, 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 blood. I could do this all day. all night, actually. Because I'm a vampire.
Yeah, because it's all night and a full moon,
that's
right?
Okay. Maybe you don't want Hoku next to you.
So, you have like 10 people that you're trying to watch out after. And there's more than that because you've got like the whole Hackett family, right? But the cool thing is that
that's their name, Hackett?
The Hackett.
Like Hatchet? Okay.
Yeah. All right, And you've got, these are the familiar faces. You've got David Arquette, who plays Chris Hackett.
Mm.
You've got Travis Hackett, who's the, like, sheriff, the cop, right? And then, you know, Bobby Hackett, who's, like, the brother, played by Ethan Suppley. And then you have Jebediah Hackett, who's the guy from Aliens, and was the what do you call that? Like the clone or the android? I guess.
Oh, could, yes.
Yeah. The old,
he's the first
much,
one?
Yeah. He's oh, yeah. much older now. So, and then you've got other people that I recognize. And Brenda Song was like in these old school Disney shows. I think Wendy Wu.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, she's in there.
Oh, they got a cast, huh?
Yeah. And then the other player, and the cool thing was they look exactly like what they are in real life.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
It's just they're shiny.
Except they're shiny, right? And they're younger, they're teens. And then you have...
They de-age them?
They de-age them. Because I know Brenda's not in high school. She's much older. I think she's dating Macaulay Culkin at some point.
Okay. He's like around our age.
Right. He is, right?
Yeah.
And then you had the kid, Eva Gora, who's in Picard, and he plays as Nick. So it's really interesting. It's a good... Okay, number one, it was good at very first. The first chapter was pretty intriguing, but then as you get into the other chapters, 2 and 3 were slow.
Oh.
Okay. And honestly, it didn't pick up again for me until... after 4, like chapter 5.
So how many hours was it kind of lull for you in this 7-hour game?
Like an hour and a half, you know? Yeah. So that's tough. That's tough for me. And I'm like, shoot, man, I can't skip. You can't skip the dialogue.
Yeah.
So you got to kind of go through this, okay? The gameplay is like this. It's sometimes it's time selection on a response, and they record it, right? Or also, it could be like, especially if something's chasing you, you've got to time and then move in a certain direction.
Like, on QTE the stick. Events?
Yeah. So you better make sure that dang controller's straight. Because, man, I hit one at an angle. I hit it like diagonal when I was supposed to hit it up.
Right.
Like, oh, shoot, man, I missed it. Right. And then you trip. And then then the creature's like on your back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, you're like, oh, that character is dead.
Right.
You didn't mean it to be, right?
Yeah. So yeah. I mean, there's a badge that you can get that you saved everybody.
Ooh.
So that's one badge. I didn't notice that.
I'm sure it's on YouTube somewhere.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And then there's a badge that you killed everybody too.
Oh, really?
Right.
Now, interesting.
The interesting thing is that at the end, you can actually go back and try to... fix your mistakes so that you can save one or two or three people.
Okay.
I didn't do that.
Yeah.
Because then the other thing that I read was you had to go way, way back.
Yeah, way back to the hour and a half that you didn't like to play.
Sure. Yeah. This one guy was like, dude, I had to go all the way back to chapter one.
Oh, like, so you're playing?
Nah, I ain't doing that. Well, and that's what they want you to do. They want you to replay it.
Yeah, just because I'm sure there's multiple endings. I kind of like read and there's like 138 endings to game,
right?
Yeah.
So I ended up saving, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 people
out of how many?
Out of 9.
Oh, okay, that's a good ratio.
I know.
Sorry for the guys that passed away.
So the people I ended up saving were Laura, Travis, the who played Ted Raimi, Ryan. Abigail. I thought Abigail was a sweetheart. She was probably one of the characters that I thought was very believable and was thought was kind of a cool character.
Like The Last of Us Abby? Like that Abby?
No. No, I wanted to punch that Abby. I wanted to punch her in the face. Not this one.
That was a golf club, huh? Okay, I understand.
Yeah, she killed my guy Joel. And then Nick. I still can't get over that. And then Nick. He was the love interest of Abby.
But
those people were saved. A rating for this? I liked it. I didn't love it. I'm going to give it 3.5.
Would you buy it?
Out of 5. No.
No?
Okay. No, I wouldn't buy it. I'm so glad that I rented it. So keep in mind, I rented this and with my Gamefly thing. So it was 10 bucks for my monthly subscription. So
it was worth your time.
It's totally worth
it.
Now... If it was shorter, if there was a way for you to skip ahead on some of the dialogue, I think that would improve my rating of this.
Okay.
Yeah. And I know that's a little petty because you don't want to take away from their storytelling, that kind of stuff. But come on. Mm-hmm. You know, some of the stuff I don't really want to go through, especially this whole boyfriend-girlfriend stuff. Dude, mm-hmm. dude crying, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, come on, I want to skip through this. Mm. Did you have any interest in playing this game?
No, not at all.
Did my review change your opinion of it at all?
No, I'm interested in like listening to what
you don't have to be
other,
nice.
with other people's stories, because I'm sure like Mike G, he's playing it, so he's probably going through different story, has a different ending than you had.
Yeah,
yeah. So I'm curious to like what he went through versus like what your playthrough was.
Yeah, I'm interested to see if he uses what they call the death rewind at the end and plays through it again.
To save people?
To save people.
Yeah. I feel like he is because he's playing it again.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, he wants trophies, man.
Yeah, baby, you know it, man.
He's a trophy
I love those
hunter.
Trophies, too.
Man, and that, I love that guy for that, man. That is so cool.
Yeah.
I don't have it. Like, and I could go through that game and I look at how I did and I see that, oh, dang, man, you only get like 40% of your trophies.
Right.
But I'm okay with it.
Okay.
Yeah, because I can turn the page on that. So, how's that game?
All right, 3.5.
3.5. Jay, what are you playing?
Yo, so I got that PlayStation Premium. So, you know, PlayStation, they up their game to match like what Xbox is doing mm-hmm. with their Game Pass. I believe that's what it's called. So instead of PlayStation Plus and PlayStation Now, they merged it together. So you get PlayStation Essentials and then PlayStation... What's the other one? I don't know. Remember what the middle one is. Shit.
Essentials, right?
No, that's what we have. The basic. Oh, okay. Basic is Essentials.
Premium?
Premium's the... most one. I think it's PlayStation
Plus.
Essential Plus. There it
Essential
is.
Plus. Okay. Yeah.
And then they have PlayStation Premium. So if you currently have a PlayStation Essential plan, subscription plan, then you just pay the difference. So I just paid like $39 or something, which is great. And I was like, all right, cool. So it's going to be like $120 like in March for me.
Okay.
Or in February, whatever. And then that's when I went on a spree. It's like a library. You just see all these games that you haven't played before that you may be interested, but you didn't want to spend money on.
Yeah.
This is what this was. And then if you put, you're able to download games to your system. So that's where this hard drive comes into play if you have a big hard drive. And some games are 3 gigs. And I'm like, wow, I'm very surprised that these old games are like 3 gigs versus like 17 gigs,
sure.
which some games are as well. So... And it's going to go through the list that I downloaded. I downloaded Dead Cells, which is a game that you can download. Bloodstained, which is a Metro, another downloadable game. Yeez S. Indivisible, which is... And
I've never played Yeez S. Did you... do you have experience with that? Because they've got a number... They got a lot of titles.
They have a lot, right? It's like Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
I would say that it was fun on the Vita. I'll talk about it.
Okay.
Power Rangers Battle for the Grid, which is the fighting game. And then Final Fantasy 12, Final Fantasy and 8. So, oh, and then Street Fighter HD Remix and God of War. So, let's see. Let's start with Dead Cells. Dead Cells, I downloaded it. You can download it onto your system. It came out a few years ago. It's a fun game. It's a roguelike. I enjoyed it. I played like an hour and a half of it, and I would continue to play it if I didn't want to play other games. So it's cool. I like how you're able to like kind of dabble on these games. And then if you have Xbox, I'm sure you're totally familiar with it. So for us PlayStation users, this is kind of new for us. Bloodstained, it's another Metroidvania game. It's made by the guy who made Castlevania. And I'm glad I didn't buy this game because when I started playing it, I'm like, this looks very archaic. I wanted to like it. I wanted to love it. I love the character design. She has all these tattoos and the gameplay just kind of like, eh. It's really just eh for me. And the graphics weren't all that great. Wise or whatever you pronounce this.
Mm-hmm.
Because I played it on the Vita. And it kind of reminds me of... Chrono Trigger in a way, but it's more action-based. And then it's always with the same character, Idol. And it's funny. It's just like old school, man. Just like there's no... When you look at character texture, it's not there. There's no shadows or anything.
See, and that's what I'm afraid of. Because like that's how come I don't play a lot of old games.
Yeah.
Is because... It's hard to you go from ray tracing 4K, you know, and seeing every nook and cranny when you're walking through like a forest, and then you go back to something that's old, and then it's like when you didn't have glasses and now you know, like when I didn't, before I had glasses, I would look at a tree and it's just like a freaking bush, right. You know what I mean? You didn't see the leaves and stuff. And then I got like glasses and I'm like, whoa, shoot, man.
Yeah, you can tell the trees from the forest now.
Yeah. Oh, I can see the yellow leaves. I can see the green leaves. You know, I can see it all, right? Right. So, and then what I'm getting at is like the detail and stuff that I think kind of kills it when you're not playing these next gen games.
Right. And then like it's just like it's the graphics on top of that, it's the gameplay. Like it felt fine. You know, these are download games, so it felt fine. It's just, oh, there's a treasure chest whenever you open it. I'm like, dude, this is the third treasure chest you said, and I found. Are you going to keep saying this the whole game? I'm like, I can't
right,
play this.
Right.
So I downloaded, I tried it, and then there's Indivisible, which is a fighting type game RPG.
Okay.
So I kept it on my library. So all these games you can keep on the library or just delete. So far I deleted Bloodstained and Yeast.
Okay.
And it's fun. This game is fun. Has some good animation. It's not like your traditional RPG where you just press X or wait for your character to attack. You have to press different character buttons on your controller to activate them. Graphics are good. Again, I only gave it like 30 minutes. So I kept this on. And then I don't know why I keep saying PlayStation. I keep saying, I want to say Power Ranger Battle of the Grid.
Okay.
So this is made by people that really like Marvel vs. Capcom. And Marvel vs. Capcom is a tag-based game. And it's very flashy with their combos. So they have weak attack, strong attack, and another move, and a special. So it's fun, looks flashy. I played a good hour of it. I played in rank. If you like Power Rangers and like fighting games, I'd get this game.
Okay.
And you can get it. Enjoy it here. So out of all these games so far that I mentioned, I spend the most on that.
On the Megazord.
Yeah, on the Megazord, man. I love Goku Power Rangers, baby. And then I dabbled in Final Fantasy XII because I wanted to purchase this game on my own. And now I'm able to like play this game. And I played it years ago when it first came out on PlayStation, and I think maybe I was just a little bit too young to understand what was going on, because I think it came from a different Final Fantasy.
I'm trying to remember is this the one with the soccer game?
No, that's Final Fantasy X. Oh, okay. Titus.
Dude, I love that game.
Yeah, and you could that game's on here too.
Okay.
So I did download that game.
Oh, you did?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I love that. Suka Dene. That's the freaking song, baby. I love that, you know.
That's cool, man.
Romantic, baby.
Yeah, that's cool.
And Rinoa from Final Fantasy VIII. Oh, man. My waifu's in these Final Fantasy games. And in this game, it reminded me of Final Fantasy XI. Like, it's a MMORPG, but for single player.
Okay.
And I downloaded this like last night and started playing it this morning, and it's the Zodiac Age. So they updated the graphics and they increased the speed of it, so you can alter it, so you can make it like 2x speed or 4x speed, which is way too fast for me. And it's fun. I like it.
Okay.
So it's eclipsing Power Rangers.
Really? Okay.
It has my attention. So I'm kind of interested to like go back and play it. Like before like I came over here, I was playing that, and I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm glad that PlayStation has a save state with a PS5, because I was looking for a crystal to save, and I couldn't find... I mean, I could find one, but it was, like, far away. So it's funny how the mindset is when you're playing now versus when you're playing when you're a kid or back then. there was no save state back then. So you either leave your system on.
Exactly.
Or you turn it off.
Yeah.
Or you just like bear down and find that damn save point.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. You leave your system on, you turn off the TV. Yeah, right.
And hope.
And then you go to bed.
Yeah.
And you hope for the best that nobody unplugs it
while you're asleep. Power outage.
Right.
Right. Right. Yeah. 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 So it's good that there's a save state on the PS5. Was that on the PS4 too? I don't remember. No,
no, okay, okay, I don't think so.
Okay. And then PlayStation Premium also has streaming. So I streamed God of War, the first one, and it was fun. It was fine.
Oh, and so you don't have to do any download?
No, it just streams. But you have to make sure that the interconnection that you're using is the bandwidth is good.
Okay.
So it's really dependent on that. So as I was downloading games, I tried to stream a game, like God of War, and it wouldn't let me. Because it says, your streaming sucks right now. Your internet sucks right now.
Okay, because you got one game that's taking up, the download is taking up all the bandwidth.
Right, so they like, say that you have a family member, you have multiple family members, and they're like watching Hulu or something. I don't know how they'll react to it.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting. In my household, it's just me downloading. So. Right. So when I was actually playing, it felt good. It was very responsive.
Okay.
And then I said, let me try Street Fighter HD Remix. Let me try a fighting game and see how it feels online. It felt good. So Street Fighter HD Remix is Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo. It just uses like Udon drawings, which look fantastic.
Okay.
And I enjoyed it. It was fun. I tried to like find other players to play online against, but they said no players online, so no one's playing that game, unfortunately. But it's funny, like when you go into it, it's streaming only at 720p. So when you're playing games like Horizon and Gran Turismo, they're like 4K, right? Or like Uncharted, the Legacy Collection, it looks beautiful and great, and like you're like living in 2022. But I mean, you could look at 720p, man. It looks It looks very faded, man.
Yeah.
It's so crazy how we were so, oh, this is so great, man. This is so great. It's so beautiful. And now it's just like, oh, it's kind of tarnished. It needs a little bit more polish, right? It needs to be waxed and massaged. But, I mean, that's the way how it is.
Now, that's only with the streaming games.
That's only with the streaming on PS3. Okay. So, I mean, on this service because they're taking it on PlayStation 3 games.
All right. And then, now, is there an option for, like, let's say, the God of War to just download it?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
Because that's it wouldn't allow me to do it. It's just streaming only. It was playable. I could tolerate the graphics because I enjoyed the game. Okay. So I was testing these. And then finally, I played Asura's Wrath, which is like, it feels like I was playing Captain Marvel because this guy is so buff. It's crazy. I like that game.
Yeah.
I just couldn't save it.
So
that brings me to my problem is that there's no save state when you're playing a streamed game.
Oh, that sucks.
So I was like, where can I save it? I was like, oh, let me just put it in the PlayStation Rest. So then when I came back this morning, opened up the game turned off. Because you're on a server. So you're on a server. And if it turns off, like if it's inactive, then it'll just throw you off the service.
Oh,
but understandable.
That's disappointing.
But if you save it, then you save it.
Got it. Now, what's your initial feelings about the Plus Ultra, the Premium?
So I played 8 games that I normally wouldn't have played in a span of 24 hours.
How many of those 8 do you think were worthwhile?
No, Final Fantasy 12, Indivisible, Dead Cells. I'm sure Final Fantasy 8 will be there. Okay. And Final Fantasy 10. And then there's game trials. It's just, excuse me. Those game trials are recent games that I've played before.
Yeah.
So if you can't get all those new games, I think it's worth it. Yeah, so for sure, I would totally get it. I enjoy it. I mean, it has, like, Ghost of Tsushima, and that's a long game. And all these trials, like Tiny Tina Wonderland is on there for 2 hours.
Okay, I want you to try that game and sure. And let me know. I mean, if you have time, because there's a lot of games right there. Let me know your feelings on that, because okay. I wasn't impressed with Tiny Tina.
Okay.
Yeah.
FIFA's on there.
There's a wealth of, there's a lot of games there. And I noticed that they're trying to give something for everybody.
Yeah.
You know?
It's in its infancy, so there's going to be growing pains with this. For
right.
sure.
Right. Right now, I'm not intrigued with it.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm sure there's other people that, some of those titles you said that they're like, ooh, itching to try it out.
I'm very impressed with the streaming, though. Because if I can play Street Fighter on it and feel okay, it's good.
That's cool. That's cool. Any other thoughts with that?
I would say if you're in the fence or if you haven't got any of those newer games, I would get it.
Cool. Cool. So, Jay, man, we covered a lot there. We're looking at a little bit over our normal 1 hour mark. So I'm going to wrap things up. Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. I really appreciate the returning downloads from our peeps. I'm so thankful for them. Continue to tell your friends about us. And thanks for listening to us, this episode number 76.
All right. Take care of yourself and take care of others.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.